Einzimen Tov Nun. Einziv. Dalit. Yisrael Shayelo Taner. A Jew who has an oven, his own oven, not shared as the last one, rather his own. And non-Jews decide to bake chametz in it on Pesach. Afilu Maos Aser Lekabo Vzchar, that he can't even take money for it. Because this is considered to be making money off of Yisurina. If he took the money, he's allowed to benefit from it. The Mishnah explains that this is only an Isser L'chatchila Midrabanan, by all Yisurina, not to make any money off of it. It's not similar to Sif Gimel, where there it was a Shutfus, and there, so there it was a different case, and he was able to sell his part. Now he's not able to sell his part, because it's his own thing, so he's not allowed to benefit from it at all. However, Mistaka Bisurana is only an Isser L'chatchila, B'di'eved, it's going to be Mutter, because it's not the Gufo Shel Chametz that you're getting benefit from, and it's not Khalifa that you're getting benefit from, it's just the money that you get through Gram Chametz, so that is only Machmir on L'chatchila, and that's it. This is only if you took the money, but if they give you actual chametz that they baked in the oven, so then that you can't benefit from. That's for sure a problem, and that's not okay. Siv hey, yesh misha matir, there's somewhere matir lahaskir tanuro, to rent your oven le'en Yehudi to a non-Jew, amanas shi'efa bo matzah, on condition that he bake matzah. Vim yefa bo chametz, and if he decides to bake chametz on his own, ain zakuklo, so it doesn't matter. So too, you're allowed to rent a house to a non-Jew to live in. And even if he does gets the chametz, it's still going to be okay, because the non-Jew can do what he wants with the place once you're renting it out to him. You're allowed to say to a slave on Pesach, take this money and go buy food for yourself. Even though you know he's going to buy chametz with it. You can't say to him, go eat, and I'll pay for the food. The Mishnah Berurah says that even though you're required to give him food, since you didn't say to get the chametz, it's okay. But you can't say, take this money and go buy chametz for yourself and eat it, even because that's for sure going to be a problem. Because since you're not allowed to buy chametz, you're not allowed to tell a non-Jew to buy chametz either. So it acts like he's your shaliach, and that's going to be a problem. As we know already by Amir Lakam, that's one of the reasons you're not allowed to ask a non-Jew to do malachas, because it looks like he's acting as your shaliach, so that would be prohibited.